Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Sustainability is now a household term and one that should extend to our wardrobes. Globally, 92 million tonnes of clothing end up in landfills, with just 20% of textiles collected for reuse or recycling. That is according to the Roundup.org. The EPA reports that Ireland discards approximately 110,000 tonnes of textiles as waste yearly. With all of the numbers aside, what impact is this having? Not only is this a waste of money and resources, but it can take 200 plus years for the materials to decompose in a landfill. Furthermore, during their decomposition process, textiles generate greenhouse methane gas and leach toxin chemicals and dyes into groundwater and our soil. To find out more about slow fashion, this week I spoke with Leisha Carey, who is a slow fashion designer whose studio is right here on our doorstep in Nenagh. Her studio garments are handcrafted in Ireland using vintage and repurposed textiles. I began by asking Leisha how she sources the materials she uses, and you'll find that almost anything can be repurposed in Leisha's studio.
It's a real mix. So a lot of the materials I would source from charity shops, vintage shops, secondhand, and I also buy loads from like vintage sellers online. And like last year I used some tweeds from Hanley's, which is based in Tipperary as well, just outside Nenagh. So they have these gorgeous wool tweed fabrics. Good chunk of that collection was actually from like dead stock fabric that they just had final lengths on a roll and they wouldn't be making any more of. So for me, that type of fabrics are like really exciting to me. They're like dead stock, end of line kind of thing that, you know, bigger brands would kind of turn their nose up at because they'd say, oh, there's not enough in it. Whereas for me, I'm the perfect size to take on like a couple of meters of fabric and make something special from it. When I do use new fabrics, I love to use like an Irish fabric, like the Irish wool woven in Ireland. So it's a real mix of different places that I source my fabric.
Could somebody, for example, if they were throwing out some clothes, could they deliver them to you, or is it just specific things you're looking for?
Biggest thing that I like to collect is more so fabrics than old clothes. So it's like old curtains and bedspreads, like vintage linen sheets people give to me, old net curtains, any like dressmaking fabrics that they have like a couple of meters of, anything like that, upholstery fabrics. I just love all of the tablecloths. And recently I did a custom dress for someone made from vintage doilies. So the little crochet doilies that used to be like on kitchen tables, they're just not that popular anymore. And I like patchwork them together to make a doily dress. It's lovely to be able to reuse these things that, like, you know, somebody handcrafted that probably sitting at home, you know, in their spare time, were like crocheting their doilies. It's so nice to be able to use them and not just throw them away, you know, kind of bring them back to life.
And what are some of the key benefits customers can experience when they choose slow fashion over fast fashion?
Well, with my brand, most of the pieces here are completely unique, especially with the doily dress, with some of the neck curtain dresses I'm making now, different things. A lot of them are one of a kind. I only have enough fabric to make one, or, you know, with the doily dresses, every doily is different. So every dress is going to look a bit different. So that's like one of the main selling points with my brand. It's just unique. I also am a real like crafts person at heart. So I make everything myself in my studio, and everything is finished to like luxury fashion standards, kind of make sure that the pieces are as high quality as I can get. So that's another benefit, that these clothes will last you a long time because they're handmade, they're to the highest quality, and they're just completely unique. You won't see another one like them. With fast fashion and all of that, like the biggest story you hear from people is that it just falls apart, or, you know, the zip breaks, the seams are coming undone. So yeah, I think like quality of your clothes is really important when it comes to sustainability.
And is there anything that like locals can do to help with this business, or even just to say, you know what, I'm actually moving to more slow fashion choices?
Yeah, I suppose like the one thing I would say to people is not to put your old fabrics and things in the bin. Definitely donate them all to charities because then people like me can go and salvage them. Also, I think just be curious about slow fashion, like, and kind of think about like the impact fashion has on the environment and on the planet, and just be curious about what brands are out there. A lot of times people do contact me, email me, and say, I have a load of doilies at home, or I have some old curtains, and would you be interested? It's just nice to get some pieces locally, like from the community as well, and for people to kind of see my brand and go, oh my God, I have like the perfect curtains that would work for Alicia's brand. Like, that's really nice.
Yeah, and I bet it feels great as well to say, I donated something and now someone's wearing it. You're breathing new life into these like household items that would otherwise be thrown away. So it's like there's like a story behind your clothing always, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And just recently, a lady bought one of my blouses from last year, and she messaged me, and she was saying that her grandmother used to have bed linen and curtains and things in this exact fabric. I kind of inherited that fabric from someone else. They donated it to me, so I wasn't sure initially like where exactly the fabric had come from, but this lady's grandmother had that fabric, and when she passed away, the family donated it all to charity. So it's highly possible that that fabric was the exact one that her grandmother had, and she bought the shirt then as a reminder every time she wears it of her grandmother.
You just don't get that with fast fashion because fast fashion, there is an anonymous element to it. You don't know who made it. Whereas a slow fashion brand, it's made with time, love, and care, the highest quality, and you never know, there might be a beautiful story behind the item of clothing. Just lastly, I wanted to ask, how do you see the future of slow fashion evolving?
So I think slow fashion is having its moment. I think it's going to grow more and more in the next 10 years or whatever. I think that like people are becoming more aware of Irish brands. They're becoming more aware of like local makers and things like that. People are kind of seeing the downfalls of fast fashion, and it's more visible to us online, on social media, in the news even. You're seeing like all the horrible things that go on in different countries that exploit workers and pollute the environment. So I think people are really starting to have that mindset shift now.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.